4. Despite lying awake for most of the night after Sarah dropped the Scott bomb on me, I jumped out of bed when my alarm buzzed, not sleepy. Now, finally, halfway through my 17th sprint, I flop onto the dewy grass of Gunther Field, exhausted. I should cool down with a jog or at least a brisk walk home, but I can't force myself up. The knife in my ribs telling me I pushed too hard is nothing compared to the ache ping-ponging between my chest and my stomach, the ache that was there before I started running, the ache I was trying to drive away. A Charlie horse stirs in my left calf. Clearly my body will not be ignored. I sit up and pull on my toes with one hand and massage the unhappy muscle with the other. Not enough oxygen, not enough water, not enough time, not enough space. I manage to avoid a major spasm and stand up. I don't know how far I am from the fence. I don't usually stop mid-sprint. After a few dozen steps, I slow down and hold out a hand until I touch it. Damn it, I don't know which side of the gap I'm on. I choose left and walk, dragging my fingers along the chain link. Bump, 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 bump. After a dozen steps, I think I probably went the wrong way. I don't like this. I don't usually get disoriented here. I turn and walk back. 15 steps later, I find the gap. I had just missed it. I wipe my face with the bottom of my shirt. Both are damp, but the shirt less so, and it helps. The air is cool, but I'm burning up. I try deep breaths to calm my heart, my lungs, my stomach. It starts to work. I feel control returning. He knew who I was, but didn't say anything to me directly. Did he realize I didn't recognize his voice? Or did he just know I wouldn't talk to him, smooth as glass? I should like that, being smooth as glass, shouldn't I? Unaffected, unconcerned. That's exactly what I want to be. Why should I suddenly hate it, that some people might think that about me? Why should I care what anyone thinks anyway? I don't. I was just caught off guard, that's all. And only Sarah knows it. Not that I'd care if anyone else did, because I wouldn't. I don't. I sit down in the cafeteria with Molly, who also brings her lunch, and start eating. Thinly sliced turkey, Swiss, light mayo and mustard.